Awaken the Kitten Within, Dalai Lama's Cat, Book 5, written and read by David Mickey. As kittens, we feel it often. All it takes is a windblown feather, an unexpected delicacy, or the alluring rush of water, and instantly we are caught up in it. Wonderment. Enchantment. Being fully absorbed in the here and now. By the time we reach senior status, way beyond the point of being impressed by such trivia, we have become knowing and indifferent. If we have been deeply hurt, and the scar tissue of our wounds has grown thick, we may be especially impervious to life's simple joys. But we have lost something, have we not? The ability to be enraptured by the world around us, to give ourselves totally to the moment without reserve, to see things as if for the first time. All of which begs the answer to some intriguing questions. Is it possible to recover the unaffected zest for life which once came so naturally, to become unblasé? Can you and I, dear listener, awaken the kitten within? Although I had no idea at the time, one tranquil morning as I dozed on the top of the filing cabinet in the office of His Holiness's two executive assistants, the day was about to bring an unexpected answer to this question. And it was delivered with a drama I would have done my utmost to avoid. Tenzin, the consummate diplomat, was sitting at his computer tapping out an email to the Chancellor of Germany. In jacket and tie with a slight tang of carbolic about him from the soap with which he always washed his perfectly manicured hands, he always looked as though he had just stepped out of a meeting with a world leader, Secretary of State, or some other VIP, which, in the age of online meetings, he often had. At the desk opposite sat His Holiness's translator, Oliver, a large, jolly Englishman with the clearest blue eyes sparkling behind his spectacles. Although Oliver is a Buddhist monk, he is also the son of a Church of England vicar, and possesses a radiant intelligence and goodness of heart that makes him spiritually multilingual. With Tenzin, an irredeemable Anglophile, he shares a love of English breakfast tea, the BBC World Service, and an ardent enthusiasm for cricket. Currently working on the foreword to a new book about the Bardo realms, Oliver was unusually preoccupied that morning, as was Tenzin. There was none of the usual joking and chit-chat. No time that day to analyse the Indian cricket team's latest win over the home team in Perth, Australia. It was all screen staring and keyboard clicking, with barely a word to each other and none at all to me.